This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Hurricane Ike is the latest in a quick succession of deadly storms following Faye, Gustav, and Hannah. It's heading for the U.S. Gulf Coast this week, expected to strike somewhere between the Florida Panhandle and the Texas coast. This morning, that hurricane is working its way across Cuba. Ike crashed into the island late last night, tore off roofs, and whipped up powerful waves. As of this morning, 900,000 people have moved to shelters or fled to higher ground as the storm headed toward Havana. Ike has already caused havoc in the Caribbean. It struck the islands of the Bahamas and before that, Haiti, where scores of people have died. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Haiti and joins us from the Haitian port city of Gonaïves. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, we're getting terrible reports of hunger and flooding there. Tell us what it looks like this morning.
Well, Gonaïves is still almost entirely flooded today, and it was flooded all last week by Tropical Storm Hannah. And then over the weekend, sort of Saturday night into Sunday morning, Ike came through, and it wasn't even the full force of Ike. It was sort of the outer bands of Ike came through here, dumped even more rain. It was a fairly intense storm, but it wasn't the full force of a hurricane. It fell on these hills and mountains that were already saturated from Hannah, and the entire city flooded again. So at this point, this morning, we still got water covering most of the city here in Gonaïves.
Well, hard as it is to imagine, this is the fourth big storm to hit Haiti in less than a month. Have people been able to leave?
Well, from Gonaïves, the only people who have left have been medevaced out of here. All of the bridges at this point are now been washed out. All of the road access into Gonaïves is gone. People basically have just moved out of the city, the downtown part, into the part of town that's further up the hill and up towards the mountains. So that's where people are living now, and people are sort of crowded into the portion of the city that abuts the mountains.
Has the city and those who fled it received much aid from the outside?
It's been limited, in part because the road access is completely knocked out. The UN has been flying helicopter flights. During the week on Friday, they flew in 40 tons of supplies on helicopters, which is a record for them. They've been doing everything they can, but then on Saturday, they were able to do some helicopter flights, but then by Sunday, with Ike actually here, all helicopter flights were shut down yesterday. So it's been really sort of touch and go and quite difficult to get supplies in. The UN, also the World Food Program, sent a boat up the coast from Port-au-Prince. That managed to dock. But it's been quite a battle to get the supplies in here that people need. Because you have to understand, when that first rush of water came with Hannah, it just wiped out all the food, all the supplies that were in the town, that were in the stores. All of that got washed out to sea or got destroyed in that initial flood. So the need to replace that, to replenish those supplies, is absolutely huge. Basically, you have a town with almost nothing left in it after Hannah came through. And then on top of that, you've got Ike coming through and doing another massive flooding. To some degree, most of these places were already flooded when Ike hit, so the damage was not as extensive as you might have thought. But it's a rather dire situation here, and the UN and some aid agencies are trying to figure out how to assist people here.
Well, just finally, I understand the big concern is now clean water.
That's right. They're very concerned about clean water in that the rainwaters have come down and they've infiltrated into the wells. There's not the facilities here right now to provide water to a city of 300,000 people, to provide that volume of water. And so the UN, Doctors Without Borders, they're trying to work out how to get some facilities set up to filter and process huge amounts of water for the people here in Gonaïves.
Jason, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jason Beaubien speaking to us from Gonaïves, Haiti.